Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Parcast Daily. Today's episode comes from our fantastic Sports Criminals March Madness special. Every day in March, the Sports Criminals podcast is counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. Now, today's episode is on Donald Sterling, former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers basketball team, who was banned for life. Be sure to follow Sports Criminals free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Sports Criminals March Madness special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. Today, we head back to 2014, when racist comments by Donald Sterling, then owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, were made public by his mistress. The ensuing consequences for Sterling were severe and had lasting implications on both the Clippers franchise and the entire NBA. For more shocking sports events from history, come back tomorrow for more of our March Madness special. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Warning, this episode includes sensitive descriptions of racism. Listener discretion is advised, especially for listeners under 13.
In April 2014, 70-year-old Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling called his mistress, V. Stiviano. He had seen something on Instagram that made his blood boil. A picture of her and LA Lakers legend Magic Johnson.
But Sterling wasn't mad that Stiviano had posed with one of his crosstown rivals' iconic players. The problem was that Johnson was black.
Sterling chewed out Stiviano for almost 10 minutes. He had no idea those 10 minutes would change his life forever. Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 25th episode in our March Madness special. This month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we're going back to 2014 and the downfall of the LA Clippers' racist owner, Donald Sterling.
Although he made a lot of money from owning the Clippers, Donald Sterling made the bulk of his fortune in real estate. As a landlord, he was the subject of numerous lawsuits accusing him of housing discrimination against minorities.
During these proceedings, Sterling's racist nature was laid bare. He told employees that black tenants smell and attract vermin. Hispanics just smoke, drink, and hang around the building, and Koreans will pay the rent and live in whatever conditions I give them.
The married father of three was also sued on multiple occasions for sexual harassment. But with the help of a high-priced and highly effective legal team, he managed to emerge relatively unscathed. However, after TMZ released the recording of his phone call with V. Stiviano on April 25th, 2014, no lawyer on earth could help him.
Upset that Stiviano had posted an Instagram photo of her and Magic Johnson, Sterling told her, "It bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. Don't put him on an Instagram and don't bring him to my games."
Unbeknownst to him, Stiviano had recorded the entire conversation. The recording confirmed what most people around the league already knew. Donald Sterling was a racist scumbag. However, he had never faced discipline from the NBA before. But now that his true nature was caught on tape, that was about to change.
With NBA players contemplating boycotting playoff games to protest Sterling's ownership, Commissioner Adam Silver had to act. On April 29th, he fined Sterling $2.5 million, the maximum amount allowed. Silver also banned him from the NBA for life. And a few weeks later, more than three-quarters of NBA team owners voted to force Sterling to sell his franchise.
The decision was a long time coming for a man who heckled his own players, was named the worst owner in sports by the New York Times and Forbes magazine, and whose team had amassed the lowest winning percentage in all four major American sports leagues between 1981 and 2014.
Sterling and his lawyers tried to fight both decisions in court, but they were rebuffed at every turn. Despite numerous countersuits and objections, Sterling was forced to sell the team to Microsoft co-founder Steve Ballmer.
Since Sterling's departure, the basketball world has done its best to erase his racist legacy. Under Ballmer's leadership, the Clippers have gone on to become one of the best-run franchises in the NBA. Ahead of the 2020 season, they were one of the favorites to win the championship.
As the saying goes, living well is the best revenge.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.